I think we're pretty much ready to go here with this podcast.
What the hell is a podcast?
That's why they call me so shady. I'm back. That's why they call me so shady. I'm back. That's why they call me so shady. I'm back. That's why they call me so shady. I'm back. I'm back. I murder a
rhyme one word at a time. You never dead air.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the title pending podcast, season 5-4,
season
episode
unsure.
One. Yeah, season episode one. I am your host Charlie, along with my wonderful co-host Carly. Carly, how are you doing tonight?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking, Charlie. Other than it being finals week and I am way behind on everything I need to do, I'm feeling good.
Yeah, you're on like a trimester. That's weird, isn't it?
It's interesting because it's a quarter system, but we only have three of them. So
is that what they're teaching you in DePaul? You know, those my favorite part of the basketball game is the three quarters that they play, you know?
Yeah, it's the Holy Trinity. It's a Catholic school.
Fair enough. Speaking of basketball. For those that listen to my other podcast, the Marquee Matchup Show, go listen now if you like soccer or just my voice. You will know that I enjoy gambling, Carly. You know that, right?
Quite a bit. And every time we bet, you lose, I may add.
I won the coin. No, you won the coin toss this year.
I won it.
That's not great.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing.
That is not good. I'm still down over $65 from the Super Bowl.
Oh, you should probably get on that one.
That's why I'm gambling now to get more money back. It's a vicious cycle. But earlier today, I took $20 into my FanDuel account, put $5 on 4 first basket scorers, and Carly, the results are in. I have yet to look at them, so I don't know if I've won or lost. I am logging into my FanDuel as we speak.
You're Charlie gambling?
I forgot to hit my timer. Oh my god, my bets. I think they all lost. What happened? Did they all lose?
That would happen. I don't know how FanDuel works.
I don't know. Those two lost, but did that one lose? That game is already happening. They're in the second quarter. Oh god. I need Russ. That one lost. I fucking might be down $20. No, this is a terrible start to the episode, Carly.
No, not ideal whatsoever.
Oh no.
Why does it still say you have plus points though? What does that mean?
What, like the on this side? That's plus money. Those are the odds. So the higher the odds, if it's plus like 1,000, that's very unlikely.
All right.
We're gonna move on, Carly, to the point of this episode, right?
Right.
For those of you that have listened to the Title Pending podcast in the past, you'll know I'm a very angry boy, angry lad. I like to complain and yell about things that really don't matter or need yelling and complaining about. Exactly. Ooh, excuse me.
Oh, God.
But with that being said, and our new co-host, Carly, here, we are going to continue that trend. And today, each of us are going to talk about our 5 biggest pet peeves, or just 5 of our pet peeves, right?
Yeah, things that piss us off.
Would you like to start, or do you want me to start?
I could go first.
Like, hit us with it, then.
All right, so the first I have on my little list, I wrote these forever ago, and I've been trying to think of things that anger me, and I realize I'm not as angry as you, because you had no problem making this.
I could have done a list of 50 things.
So my first thing I have is that people who spoil movies or shows or enjoy reading spoilers, ruining it for themselves. One example of this I have is my roommate. I could not tell you why she does this, but she, like, I'm going to use Euphoria for an example. She looked up every single spoiler before it even came out, just so she'd know what happened.
Yeah, that's, does she even watch it?
Yeah. Yeah, she did. But
on
like 2x speed because she didn't have time.
Who is this person? This is not a real person. You are just making this up, Carly. I refuse to believe that a sane human would read spoilers to a show that they're gonna watch and then watch said show at 2x speed.
I said the very same thing to her.
that is insane. I've never heard anything similar or like even remotely close to that.
Her defense, which I don't agree with, but it's probably because of her major. No time for TV.
That's fair. But then it's like, don't watch the show. Just get the spoilers and get the gist of it.
You know how Twitter is.
Oh, true. Well, speaking of Twitter, I can play off this a little bit too, because I've started watching Survivor, right? Over the pandemic, I watched a ton of Survivor. I still think that I would win. I don't think. Yeah, I know that I would win. I know that I would win a season of Survivor if they decide to put me on.
You're the ideal contestant for them to have.
Not only am I the ideal contestant, I am the ideal male specimen, Carly. You might not like it, but this is what...
Well, that might be a push. I don't know.
This is what peak male fitness looks like. Yeah. But with that being said, first of all, I know I would win, right? Easy. Mm-hmm. I can't go. I missed the first episode because I was at a college basketball game. I can no longer go on Twitter because everyone I follow live tweets the episodes. Yeah. And I'm like, why would we do this? I'm not watching. I don't want to spoil it. It's the season premiere. I've still yet to watch. Like, why do we live tweet anything anymore?
Not even worth it.
I don't get it. I'll live tweet a sporting event. I will never live tweet a TV show. I will, if I know someone else that I'm like, I'm friends with or that I am talking to that like watches a show with me, I will text them and be like, holy shit, did you see that? Or I can't believe that happened. But I would never text a random person off the street. Like, imagine you remember the number neighbor thing? Where you texted someone who was one number above and below you? Oh my God. Mine was
a looker.
She was an old cougar.
Cougar AF.
But not in a good way either. It was like,
I don't know. She had a little something.
She's like she's like the sister Jean of cougars. Not in a good way, you know?
She did. Yeah, she did look a little decrepit, but.
But like, imagine just texting your number neighbor and being like,
No,
I was debating if I wanted to spoil movies on this, but can we think of a rule? Like, how long does it have to be before you can spoil a movie? Like a year?
Not a year. Honestly, it depends on the hype for the movie. If it's like The Batman, for example, you gotta wait at least like 2 months, I think.
That's fair. Oh, months. Okay. Well, imagine like texting your number name and being like, hey, have you ever seen The Matrix? And they're like, no. And I'm like, you just go, Neo's the one.
I was gonna say, you know the one? Yeah.
It's Neo. He's the one. It's like, that's just a weird thing to do.
Ever heard of the Titanic?
Shit sinks, man. I couldn't believe it. It sinks. Oh my God. Don't even get me started on Titanic. Greatest movie of all time.
That might have been a mistake.
Well, our next episode, we got to talk about top 5 or top 10 movies of all time.
That's a good one. I still don't even know my top because they change so frequently.
You are a film major after
all.
As
a female film major.
I feel like that's becoming the new, you know, the old woman in STEM?
Yeah.
The woman in STEM. I feel like that's you.
As a woman in filmmaking.
let's move on to my number one. Things that I hate / annoy me / pet peeves / like things that just ruin my life. I've decided to go with the sports teams that I choose to support, right? The Jets, the Yankees, Tottenham Hotspur, Seton Hall basketball.
Is that one?
That's soccer. That's English soccer. Tottenham Hotspur. They're not good.
Yeah. Can't you tell I don't listen to Marquee Matchup?
I don't play. You guys should. Yeah, my sports team's not good. It's like being a Jets fan is, I feel like, if let's say they catch Putin, right? Instead of trying for his war crimes, they should just make him be a Jets supporter for the rest of his life.
Hold on. Speaking of Putin, did you hear Elon Musk wants to fight him? Did you hear that?
Oh my God, I hate Elon Musk. Elon Musk is the dumbest asshole of all time.
Says he challenges him to a combat.
Yeah, but do you know what the stupidest fucking part of that? Also, if you do come over from the Marquee Matchup show, on this show, I swear, because it's the title pending. Who really cares?
It's not for our grandparents to listen to.
Yeah, this is the backup show. But you know what the fucking stupidest part of that is? He's like, you and me, 1v1 combat. Winner gets Ukraine. So if Elon Musk wins, does he own Ukraine?
Do we want him to have that?
No, I don't want Elon Musk to have anything. I don't trust Elon Musk with the car.
Maybe he'll make it the official country of Tesla.
he'll rename Ukraine.
Tesla LLC.
I can't even get it out. Oh my god. My sports team, not great. It sucks. It is like going to a bar, right? And being like, bartender comes up to you and says, hey, what can I get you? And you're like, just punch me in the face. That's what supporting might, and then you pay them for it, right? And the next time you go back to the bar, you're like, man, last time sucked. Maybe this time will be better. Maybe I'll get a different drink. And then you go up, punch me in the face. It's the same thing every time. And you just always expect something better to happen. And then it never does. It's great, Carly. As a Jets fan, you have to understand the pain.
I was going to say, that's why the only one I could really relate to there is the Jets, because that's the only one I follow. But you just got to go in with no expectations. None at all. And
that's
I don't even have the tailgates anymore. I can't attend. I'm just not around. That was the one thing I enjoyed.
Yeah. Well, okay. Can I say which college basketball team you support?
Oh. Well, support's a strong word.
Well, I don't want to dox you.
Dox?
You know what doxing is?
No.
Like, if I were to leak your address, that is doxing you.
Oh.
So, I don't, I mean, no one listens to this shit, but, I mean.
Let them know.
You want me to let them know?
Yes.
You're a DePaul fan, right?
Yes.
So, like, I'm assuming you watched some of those games where they got really close and got into, like, overtime and then lost. That's the worst part, where it's like, you know the team's not going to win, right? And then they make this late run and they get extremely close, and you're like, holy cow, it could happen. It didn't happen. I hate everything. That's the worst.
DePaul is one of those schools, too, that, we might have a comeback this year. This could be the year. And then they give us such false hopes. We do little, kind of decent, and then just, no. Bad. Terrible.
Yeah, but DePaul's going to be good next year.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
No, you're getting recruits on recruits, Carly.
And I don't know. We said that this year, too.
I'm just upset. I'm upset that you lost two players. I'm upset you lost Charlie Moore to Miami. I like Charlie Moore. He was great. He was just like
the names.
he wasn't that good. He was just like adorable. You know what I mean?
He just
looked real, like, he was like a big teddy bear. Not a big teddy bear. He was just a little like cute guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In a strictly straight way.
Very hetero.
And then you lost fucking Weems. It's one of the best college basketball names ever.
Yeah.
Weems, it's up there with one of the best players in the country now, who goes to Illinois, whose name is Kofi Coburn, except his last name, Coburn, is spelled C-O-C-K-B-U-R-N. So he's Kofi Cockburn. It's great.
What?
It's a great last name. All right, let's keep moving. On to your number two.
Okay. Oh, hold the phone. All right, we have, we had the same one, just slow fucking walkers. They make me late to my classes. I don't know. I'm not really that far from my classes, but when it comes to our school sidewalks, for some reason, they like stretching out, like in a group of five, blocking off the whole thing, so I have to walk around the mulch or even jaywalk.
Oh my god. Oh my god, do not get me started, Carly. Let me paint a picture for you, right? I've done a whole, during my month of rants, I did a whole rant about this. Let's say you're walking on an average-sized sidewalk, right? And you're, obviously, you walk on the right side of the sidewalk, right? Because, like, you walk as you drive, right? Exactly. Two people are coming up to you walking next to each other on the sidewalk like this as you're walking here, right? What should they do?
Fucking move.
One person should go from, like, next to each other to fall in line, right? So you don't have to walk. The worst is when those people are like, oh, no, you can move, and like shove you basically off the sidewalk. Oh, my God. Yeah. I've almost punched someone in the face. I've also almost gotten into several fist fights in New York City doing, because whenever there's a slow walker in front of me in New York City, or someone that just walks and stops in the middle of the sidewalk, right?
Yeah.
The smart thing to do would be just like say nothing, right, and let it go. Mm-hmm. But I don't do that.
You gotta give him some comment at least.
I always try to say something under my breath, but extremely loud. I'm like, holy shit, who taught, where are we learning to walk? Why don't we just stop? Why don't we all just stop? And I had one guy turn around and look at me, and I'm like, that was the guy behind me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, shit, him, back there, yeah. Not me, don't look at me.
It was a great, and then I just ran away, as I do.
Because, ran. You know,
I don't like physical confrontations.
Guess not, enough so to run away from you starting something. What?
That's, well, yeah, the best thing to do is always to start the fights, right? And then just run, right?
Because
if you get caught, you get your ass beat. But then they're like, well, that guy, not instigated it, but that guy struck first, right? You never strike first.
More unless, of a slight guy.
Exactly. Now you're speaking my language.
Yeah.
I may not be the fastest, but I can squeeze into gaps like you wouldn't believe, Carly.
Oh, God.
Well, not like, okay. Okay.
Sorry, that's on
pause.
Me. I don't even have to say it.
Yuck. Do you have anything else you want to say on that topic?
No. I think I'll get too angry. Honestly, I want to move on from it.
I'm getting heated right now. My next one is people that just fuck with my routine. You know, like, I'm a creature of habit. I do the same things every day. For example, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have two classes. My first class is Music of America, which I got a 66 on my midterm. I'm passing. I walk to class. I leave 15 minutes early before class. I walk to my class. I sit in the same seat, right? After class, I go to the vending machine right outside. I get a Kit Kat and a Coke Zero. Okay. I then walk every other
Tuesday,
day. Tuesday, Thursday. And then I walk to my next class, sit in the same seat, and then I leave. On Monday, I do the same thing, but with different classes and a slightly different schedule.
Wait, hold on. I'm getting a little hung up on the Kit Kat and Coke thing every other day. You do that?
Well, that's an everyday thing for me.
That's every day.
Every day. I am a horribly unhealthy person. Carly, ask me.
Diet.
Ask me what I've eaten today.
What did you eat today?
Today I had a Kit Kat and a Coke.
I was going to ask if you had a Kit Kat and a Coke.
I came home from my classes. I did a little homework. I had two Hot Pockets. I then went to Walgreens, got a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos, another Coke. I got a second bag of Ruffles because I was walking to, I had a meeting at school. So I went to my meeting, walked back, had a bag of Ruffles, sat down, had a Bud Light or two, and now I'm here.
Wow.
That is, and look at me. I would destroy Survivor. I know for a fact I would win Survivor. I eat next to nothing. I eat next to nothing every day. And these people are like, oh, we're only eating a little bit of rice and a fish every day. We're starving out here.
You'll make it just fine.
Oh my God. And look at the amount of fat I have on. I could not eat anything for a month and I'd be fine.
You'll be warm at night with all that blubber.
All right. Jesus.
Hey,
that just was offensive. What in the fuck? Oh my God.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, but just to get back to my point, in my Monday, Wednesday classes, I have a similar routine, but there is one guy that always would steal my seat in my first class, right?
Yeah, we got far off from that. I forgot that's what we were talking about.
That's the title pending way. We get very far off all the time. I forgot what there was one guy that steals my seat, right? And so I would have to leave 5 minutes earlier every week to try and make sure to beat him. And I ended up leaving half an hour before, and the classroom doesn't open until half an hour before the class. So I would leave half an hour before. He would be standing outside waiting for everyone else to leave before and then just take my seat. I'm like, I give up. You win, you asshole.
At that point, yeah, that is not worth the battle.
No, but here's the other part and why I always fought for that seat, because this classroom is rather small, but it's like a bowl type thing where there's one row or one thing on the outside and then one row on the middle, Mm-hmm. And so the people on the outside, if you're sitting in the middle, people on the outside are looking at your laptop and your computer, right? So yeah. I don't want people staring at my laptop. So yes. I'm like, I want the back row, but I can't.
What you doing on your laptop?
Gambling and losing. But you know, we have fun. I'm going to recheck that. Go on with your next point. I'm going to see if I actually won, because one of them just wasn't working.
Honestly, though, with the I'm going to keep going with your thing. Okay. I agree, like, that pisses me off. However, recently I've kind of been that bitch that's taking people's spots.
Wow.
Because I'm usually not, but it's for this one class in specific that I am always late for. Because it's an early one, you know. So I'm always late. So I go for the one spot that's open, even though my preferred spot is, like, the one on the side. So I can get out. I can enter first, or enter last and leave first. And I know it's someone else's because there's this other guy that's always late too. We're on the same page. We're always late.
Yeah.
He sits there. He did, like, in those first weeks, he always sat there. When he started being a little later than me, I would take that seat.
You would take his spot? There you go. Yeah. That's because fair, though. I guess that's fair.
It's a little fair. But I remember my last quarter classes. It was my philosophy one, and yeah, the class is nice, but I like sitting all the way in the back, and this guy would take my seat every time because I had one friend in it. She would also be late quite often, so she didn't save my seat. She wouldn't have time to save my seat. And I would get very pissed off at this dude, and I would try to get there a little earlier.
Did you end up throwing hands?
Yeah.
Okay. I am genuinely so effing confused because it says I lost my bet. Who scored the first? But it. Oh, fuck.
Was this one? It was Chicago.
Damn it. I lost $20 today. Oh, the Kings. My Kings. Oh, all right. Let's keep moving. We're at like 23 minutes, 22 minutes.
Okay. What was my next point? Let's look. Oh, my favorite.
Hold on. I we're also not doing that tonight. We'll do that. Eventually.
Okay. Next time?
Yeah, maybe. Although, we have to do it in 3 days.
Okay. So, my next one. Mm-hmm. It's a love-hate thing, that's for sure. Male film majors.
Ooh.
Maybe biased as a woman. However, my boyfriend is a male film major, so.
Ah. Is his favorite movie Pulp Fiction?
No, it's not. He did have that poster, though, I'm pretty sure. I think I made fun of him for it. I forget.
That's why I'm pissed, because as a business major, right, I really enjoy Pulp Fiction. It's a really good movie, right?
It is.
But I can't say it's my favorite movie because people are like, wow, that's a red flag. And it's, I'm like, can I not like a movie without having deeper implications about my character?
Yeah, I guess not. Not with Pulp Fiction, at least. That's for sure.
What are the other movies that are like that?
American
Psycho.
American Psycho, definitely. The business major one is always Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street, yeah.
I like that movie.
Good movie.
It's very sexist. Don't get me wrong, but it's great.
Like, there's a difference between Tarantino writing in a role for himself where he says the N-word multiple times.
Yeah, that is questionable.
Versus a true story, you know what I mean? Like, Wolf of Wall Street is based on true events.
That makes sense.
So, I mean, it kind of makes sense. But when Tarantino writes a story and it's like, yeah, I'm going to get in and I'm going to call Samuel L. Jackson the N-word. And it's like, why? Like, that's a questionable, like, couldn't you do that role without saying that word? You know?
Not really a point there, but male film majors, to keep going off that, they are so pretentious. They think they know every goddamn thing. And in my film classes too, you know how, like, it's probably different classes too, but I'm just thinking of film in specific. They use the same words to describe things. The biggest one, the juxtaposition. Just to sound deeper, just a juxtaposition between this and that. Yeah. And it's literally just, I don't know, night and day, a different scene. I don't know. They blow. You know,
the juxtaposition to show the difference of the lighting in the night scenes versus the day scenes is really crazy, Carly.
Two different times of the day. Yeah, they use such big words when describing something. It's just this hate has gone on for a while, and I'm glad I'm not the only one that thinks so too. People love female majors too, film ones.
Well, yeah, because you're a woman.
Yeah.
Imagine waking up and being a woman. Yuck. Couldn't be me.
International Women's Month. You can't make those jokes.
Okay, I have a question then. What? Is March actually International Women's Month?
Yes.
That's kind of, you know what? That's funny, Carly. You know why that's funny? You know why that's funny? How many days are in this month?
I don't know.
I'm checking.
I honestly don't know.
There are 31 days in the month of March, right? And they give it to women. They give February to African Americans, and it's 28 days? Really? That's kind of racist, is it not? You give African Americans the shortest day of the year, shortest month of the year? That's crazy. That's horribly intolerant.
We do definitely have the day. I don't know if we have the entire month. I'd like to think so. I keep saying that, and people are letting me go with it. Men also get every other day. Let them. You can have every
title,
other month.
Title pending is very. What am I trying to say without sounding like I'm making fun of it?
Let's go straight white male.
Whoa, straight is a stretch.
Sorry, my fault. I'll just go with white male.
Thank you. Actually, I am Irish and Italian, so... I'm spicy white, Carly. God, spicy get it right.
Definitely a spicy one.
All right. Just because I'm angry at life and everything. Carly, do you know what else I'm angry about?
Oh, what?
People that talk on the phone in public. Right? Huh? Like, here's... Let me paint a little picture for you.
Where else are you going to do it?
Hold on. Let me paint a little picture for you, right? It's not a great day. I was going into the city to watch a soccer game, right? This is all hypotheticals, mm-hmm. of course. And the train was late. I was angry. It was snowing / raining, so I was wet and angry. I'm sitting on the train going into the city, right?
That sucks.
Oh, it's awful. I'm sitting on the train, right? And we finally get in. We get like two stops in. The train starts filling up. I'm sitting there like this, like arms crossed, like
angry.
And a guy sitting across from me, like you know, NJ Transit, worst organization in the entire world. Like, I could think of terrorist organizations that are run and more efficient than the New Jersey Transit.
Efficient may be a good word for it, but I don't know about better run.
You've ridden the New Jersey Transit.
Than a terrorist group?
I would say Al-Qaeda has their business in order more than NJ Transit. And that's staying in. I refuse to cut that. It's a funny joke.
Okay. I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
What else was that? What was I saying? Oh, I'm sitting there angry, right? Trying to listen to my music, right? And there's this guy sitting across like this with his AirPods. And he's like, yeah, I'm on the train now. I'm on the train. And I look over at him and he's like, and he holds his phone in towards his chest. He puts his hand up. He goes, I'm on the phone. I'm on the train. And he just kept fucking yelling. And I'm like, sir, this is a public place. I guarantee you that the other 25 people in this train car do not give a single fuck about what you are saying on the phone.
Maybe you need better earphones.
No, even if I had fucking noise-canceling headphones, it would have blasted its way through that. And just, like, he might as well have just been, like, licking my eardrum at that point. That's how close he felt to me. It was awful. I hate people. It's so inconsiderate because I guarantee you, if you're talking on the phone in public, no one else gives a shit what you're talking about, right?
It's not for anyone else.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Carly. It's 2022. Text somebody. Who the fuck calls anyone anymore? When was the last time you had an actual phone call with someone you wanted to talk to and didn't have to talk to?
My mother. Shout out.
Did you know your mom has won an award for most assists by a defender in soccer?
Wait. Jennifer, my mother?
Name dropped.
Oh yeah, cut it.
No, that stays in. I'll cut the last name, but the first name stays in.
Okay.
I gotta write that down.
Write it down. Take note.
All right, noted. Again, no one gives a shit. Text someone. Don't fucking call anyone anymore. Who calls anyone? It's 2022.
I feel like unless it's like a professional thing,
unless you're it's a job interview or you are like talking to your boss or you're calling your mother, right? Like those are literally the only times to talk to people.
If it's like a fun call, like a personal thing, they're usually in private. They're not really public.
Either
like,
that going or with here's, your point. Here's the other thing. Although it would still piss me off just as much. If I was gonna call you or my sister or your sister, I would FaceTime them. I wouldn't fucking phone call. It would still piss me off just as much if he was FaceTiming someone. But like, I don't know. I feel like it would be more acceptable. This episode is just full anger. All right, what's your next one?
My last one.
Wait, no, you have two.
I do? Sure.
Yeah, because I have two left.
Took out my other one because I didn't like it, but I could talk about two more. I got another backup. It's okay. But my next one, awkward handshakes. Just people that do not know how to say hello to you.
Just keep going. I'm sweating my goddamn ball sack off.
Is that another?
I gotta find another
shirt or
something.
So I'm thinking at like. Party greeting, you meet someone for the first time. If let's say you're just trying to be extra friendly, go for a hug, and they go for a handshake, and it's a little like their reactions afterwards, just go for the hug. Don't make it weird for everyone, just keep with it. If I'm going for a hug and they put their hand out, you make it weird. Or
you gotta just follow suit. You can't try to change up what's already happening, you know?
Or if you're going for like sometimes it's always the dab up situation. Some people have their own specific way of doing it. Just stick to the classic slap, drag, and grab.
Well, here's the thing, right? I never did that with my friends growing up. And so like towards the time when I got into college, I started doing it, and like I did it with one of my buddies. He goes, "Holy shit, you are terrible at that." And I'm like, What are you talking about? It's just like, right? And he's like, you go too fucking limp or something. I don't know, but I'm not. I don't actively practice it. So like my first instinct is every time I meet someone, it's always just fist bump, just like bam, you know? Because that's a lot easier.
I don't know. That's a little weirder. Depending on your angle. Let's say you're like, it's kind of hard to reach. Oh yeah, fist bump, like between people.
Okay, but like here's the thing. Look at me when I'm fucking talking to you. In what effing world is it harder to fist bump someone than dap them up?
It's not harder. It's just awkward. It's crazy. A lot more awkward than the dab up. Because,
shut up. You're telling me that this.
During international.
You're telling me this. Month. Is harder than this. Is more awkward than this.
Harder.
You said more awkward.
Yeah.
Crazy. That's crazy. So that's crazy. You're
walking head on towards someone. Oh yeah, fist bump. Nice. That's weird.
Why is that weird? I do that all the time with my boys. At least we are weird though, to be fair.
Your hand. Yeah. Yeah.
The funniest thing is my friends, we've sort of resorted to doing full like business handshakes every time we see each other.
Oh, that's good.
Just, like full nice to meet you, sir.
Like grasp it.
Exactly. Oh, firmly grasp it.
Some fucking people try to like, that's the thing, like some vibes, I don't know, it's a party, so like maybe dab up or just like wave like hey, how you doing. Some guys usually male film majors do it. They walk up for the firm handshake and it's at like a party setting, so like I'll be playing Pong, I don't know, just an example. Then someone walks up and they're like, "Oh, this is so and so," and I'm like, "Oh, hey!" And like, I maybe just go to wave or like maybe a dab up. They go, "Oh yeah, how are ya?" And like they stick their like straight ass hand out. I'm like, "Okay."
Well, what if they're gay? Is it still a straight ass hand?
I don't think the gays do that. They're a lot cooler. You're right.
The gays have much more. The gays are much smarter than that.
They know what they're talking about. We like them.
This podcast, officially, I don't want to speak on your behalf, but this is on my behalf. we are very pro African-American, African-American, and what? Gay. Yeah, well, those are four different things. Well, because we're we're pro African-American, we're pro African, we're pro American, and we're pro gay LGBTQ. That's all one.
They just pro get one. All the good things.
Yeah. And you know what I'm anti, Carly?
Racism.
I'm anti people that are. I'm just going on to my next
so are you not yes. anti-racism?
Well, no, I am. Well, I don't want to go right to my last point because that's going to spark a whole nother discussion.
No, you can go for it if you want.
No. I despise. Well, Carly, let me paint another picture, right? Over the last summer, I worked at a bar in the service industry, right? Cleared mm-hmm. tables. I helped out at the bar. One of the biggest things that pisses me off, right, is people that are rude to workers in a service industry, right?
Yes.
Ooh, excuse me. Like, people who are mean to servers when they bring out the wrong order. Like, the thing that pisses me off most is when, like, you're mean to a server or a waitress or a hostess, whatever, or a bartender. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, asshole, newsflash, these people don't want to be here serving you right now. So, like, who does that help being an asshole to them? It doesn't help anybody. I never mm-hmm. understood it.
Well, I'm so happy I don't work or haven't worked in the service industry like that. AMC is probably the closest I've had. And I don't really deal with too many difficult people. Oh, yeah. I have some stories from that. We should talk about that another time. Let's do that.
I had one quick thing that I just remembered. It was, so my job was just, like, generally everything. I was busboy, I was a food runner, I was a barback. Mm-hmm. I never took orders, thankfully, because I could never talk to people. I had just severe, like, I would shut down whenever I had to talk to people. It was great. Yeah. But sometimes I would run out food. And I ran out this, I don't remember what it was. I think it was a salad and it had like bacon in it or something like that. And the woman goes, I'm like the New Yorker salad or whatever the fuck it was called. And she goes, is there bacon in this? And I'm like, I think so. Was there not supposed to be? I apologize. And she goes, yeah, I'm a vegetarian.
Ooh.
And hold on, there was like a 5 second pause and I'm like, sorry. I'll go get you. No, and she goes, what would have happened if I ate that? And I'm like, I wanted to be like, I don't fucking know. I didn't make fucking food. I ran the food out after it was told, like, after it was given to me and said, go bring this to the table, right? I didn't make the food. I didn't say, I didn't look at your ticket and go, oh, fuck this woman. I'm going to put bacon in there. But I'm like, I don't really know. And she goes, it could have seriously messed up my body. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. We'll get you a new one. And she goes, don't just go back and take the bacon out of it. And I'm like, no, we'll make you a new salad, ma'am. I deeply apologize.
Oh God, just manhandle each leaf and get it out. Yeah.
Just, I would actually take it out with my toes. Actually, just
should at that point. You order cheese. I got that in there now.
Toe cheese. Jesus. All right, Carly, keep it schmoving. On to the last, your last point.
My very last one. It's a little current, and it's kind of like, it's an open discussion type. I think we're both on the same page, though.
We are. We're on the right page.
Yes, the right one. There is a very lively, spirited debate right now going on. I feel like it started probably Twitter and then moved to TikTok, but it's the question of, are there more wheels or doors in the world? And then it opens the discussion to what is categorized as a door or a wheel. Me and Charlie are both team wheel, obviously. So my pet peeve would be anyone that is defending the door aspect.
Because you're fighting a losing battle. The thing is that really turned, like, back when I first heard about it, it's like, oh, that's a good question. I don't know. Is it this or this? The thing that really turned me to it is the fact that almost everything has a wheel and axle in it.
Yeah.
Like, a door has a wheel in it on the hinge, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
It's insane that people are like, well, yeah, what about What the fuck are people saying? I don't even know how doors people's defend it.
The very first thing I thought about, like, when I first heard that question, I'm like, oh, maybe, like, doors. That was the very first thing I thought. I'm like, oh, my God, no. Because then I thought of cars, like, four wheels, and sometimes it's going to be a two-door.
Two? Or what about an 18-wheeler?
18-wheelers, yeah, exactly.
Or and then, Segway?
Right.
No, a unicycle?
Unicycle, a wheel.
Think about how many bikes there are? The thing that doors people always say, they're like, yeah, the thing doors people always say, they're like, well, think about how many cabinets are in each house.
Yeah.
I have about 7 cabinet doors, 3 closet doors, a front door, a bedroom door, a bathroom door. That's like 10, 15 doors. I own a bike. I own a car. That's 6 wheels right there. I own a skateboard. That's 10 wheels.
People stretch out too what the actual meaning of a door is too. Like someone was arguing that drawers.
Drawers are not doors.
They're not doors.
That's ridiculous.
Right, and but someone said, which I don't know if I agree with this, that technically a knob on a door is a wheel. Like there was some explanation on it. They had.
Well, if it's the like not like a knob where you like pull it down
a circular and
pull the
door. One.
Yeah, that I feel like that's a wheel. The other thing is like, it okay. Let's say you want to count a drawer as a door, right?
Has those
a drawer wheels. Has at least 4 wheels.
I'm looking at them right well. Now. That's so valid. And the thing so that really sold me was conveyor belts.
Yeah.
Amount of wheels.
Yeah. Oh my God. Whenever I'm getting PTSD because whenever I think of conveyor belts, I think of airports and I fucking hate airports.
Yeah, that honestly, that was another thing on my list. I didn't really get into it, but with the slow walkers, the amount of like, oh not really God. Like me missing flights, but just people don't know how to fucking walk in an airport. They're looking around. What's to look at? Different gate numbers. You know where you're going.
Look at that plane. Yeah, also, I want to say I would like to take credit for starting the coronavirus pandemic. A year before the pandemic started, right? I was in Times Square with my mom, my girlfriend at the time, and my aunt. And we were walking through Times Square, right? Because I don't remember where we were going. We were either going to dinner or going to see a Broadway show or something like that. But it was packed walking through, like walking across the street. And I went like this. I went. And then I laughed. I'm like, that's how the next pandemic's going to start. And then it did. And I think I willed it into existence. So I'm taking credit for it. We're very anti pandemic, but like I did start it, so I'm kind of I kind of have to
why
be pro-pandemic.
Why are you claiming that? You shouldn't put that out.
Partly, how many other podcasts are claiming that they started the coronavirus? None, I would guarantee it.
Yeah, is that how we're gonna get our name out here?
We are the only title pending podcast claims to have started the coronavirus pandemic. Tweet it now, spread it across the world, make it fake news. Get me on CNN. That's all I want. Actually, get me with Tucker Carlson. That's all I really want.
Tucker.
I don't want that. I just have to make it known. I despise Tucker Carlson. He is a walking human tampon who deserves nothing in life except a slow, painful demise to a death, just like Sister Jean is going through currently.
Word up.
Yeah.
Poor sister.
Did you say word up or bird up? Because I heard bird up.
Say word up, but that works too. Bird up.
Shout out Eric Andre. Do you know what Clone Hero is?
Clone Hero?
Yeah.
Maybe.
So Clone Hero is an app that you can get on the computer. It's Guitar Hero basically, but people like do internet videos, they make their own music, then they make like Guitar Hero charts, as they're called, to it, so you can play the songs, right? But there was someone made just a collection of YouTube videos, like shitty YouTube memes, and there was one from the Eric Andre show where he's like, let's spin the wheel, and he spins it and he's like, oh, and it just, you hear like, and it starts to slow down, and right before it stops, it just picks up speed again. And it does it like 4 times. So it's just like, it's like 4 minutes of, and then it just keeps going. Oh my God.
It's edging.
It's one of the best videos of all time. It's up there with the video of the turtle having sex with the shoe. Have you seen
it? Yes, I have seen that. My recent favorite is, oh, you know it, Hamter.
Oh.
Hamter.
What about the video of Steve Harvey on Family Feud just running up to the board and pointing at it and going, kill! Oh my god. We have so many stupid fucking inside jokes that
only
no one else will understand.
We find them funny.
Kill!
Like my entire TikTok feed is the dumbest shit. And it's so funny.
If anyone's out there, if anyone's out there is listening, I don't know who's listening to this, right? But if you are on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, any of the above, do yourself a favor. Go on those social medias and look up Bigfoot Jinx, one of the most adorable cats of all time. It's got these fucking big, like, I don't even know. We're not recording video, but I don't know how to describe that.
Outward setting paws.
Oh, they're so, and she's got the biggest eyes. Oh my god, she's such a freak in the best way possible.
You have a connection with Jinx too.
Kind of, not really, but I might clip that and then put it a video of just Jinx, like, just behind several pictures of Jinx and tweet it at her, see if she responds. Yes. Imagine we get her and Jinx on an episode.
Yeah, that would be a very talkative one for sure.
Well, Carly, let's get on to we're at 44 minutes. Let's get on to our final point and our final talking point of the episode.
Yeah, get on with it. No one's going to want to listen to us this long.
I would. But I'm not going to listen to it again. I'm recording it. I've already listened to it once. The thing that I hate the most currently, right? Because my list of things that I hate changes rapidly throughout, like...
Very extensive.
Exactly. But the thing that I hate the most currently goes by two names.
Oh. All right, I forgot we were discussing this. This bums me out.
Pete Davidson. Absolute scumbag. He's a piece of shit.
No.
And let me say my point, and then I'll let you say your point, right? So for those of you that don't know the big drama that is currently happening, Kanye West are they technically divorced or are they still married?
I'm pretty sure it's finalized.
So Kanye West got his divorce from Kim Kardashian, and they have joint custody of the children, although Kanye claims he doesn't get to see them very often. I believe he's going at it the wrong way, right? Like, he's making everything public and he's just attacking Pete Davidson. But I still am taking Kanye's side because, like, in the end of it, it is literally just a dad that wants to see his kids. You know what I mean?
He sees them. He just claims that. Kim has come out and said so many times, like, we have this joint custody. He sees them.
Wow,
he
that's
just
crazy. That's
pissed off about stupid things.
That's crazy. In a civil dispute over kids, you always just assume the woman's correct, don't you, Carly? That's kind of biased of you. That's kind of biased of you, Carly. Carly, Kanye is a man of God.
Well,
here's the other question. I was thinking about it on my walk back from my meeting today. As people, who would you take? Pete Davidson or Kanye West? Which do you think has lived a more, I don't know how to say it, that has lived like a more fulfilling life or is like more successful or is more whatever, you know?
I don't really know if that's a fair question in regards to the kid thing.
Well, we've moved on from the kid thing.
Okay. Well, are you just asking who I like better at this point?
Yes.
I have two different things. I love Kanye's music. He's very talented. He knows what he's doing. And I've been watching
the documentary? Genia. I have yet to see it. Mary,
really good.
My sister Mary, shout out.
Shout out,
listening.
Mary.
She's not
no,
listening.
Probably not.
She's told me to watch it on several accounts. And I'm like, yeah. And I haven't yet.
It's honestly very good. It shows like the amount of work he did put into it. Like, I didn't know about half of the shit he went through that they show. So a little more respect towards him. But I'm Team Skeet because
crazy.
He is, I don't know, he's first off more attracted to him. Second off, yes, funny. It's not weird.
It
shout
is
out
weird.
To Mary once again. She's not listening, but shout out. I know she's on the same page.
Weird.
We both find it attractive.
Also, here's the thing. Time pause. Let me rebut. You cannot say that Pete Davidson is funnier than Kanye West.
Funny in different ways.
Did Pete Davidson ever get on live television and say George Bush does not care about black people?
No.
And totally freak out Michael Myers. Michael Myers was so, what the fuck? What did you just say? Oh my God. George Bush does not care about black people.
Kanye is funny in an ironic way because he's just, in the nicest way possible, he has some mental issues. Confirmed. Oh, yeah. It's not me saying 100%. It. That's why he's like funny in a concerning way. Pete is funny because he chooses to be and he has jokes. And also the way he's handling this entire Kim and Kanye situation is great. He's sitting back and watching and cracking a joke when he can.
I have to disagree with you in that case. I do not find Pete Davidson funny. And I will explain why if you let me. I think that his stand-up is kind of just the same. It's always like, look at me. I'm a skinny, I'm a gross, ugly guy. Haha, but I get women and my dad died in 9/11. Like he tells very same jokes. And then when he's on SNL, I don't know. I don't think SNL has been funny for years.
Well, that's a different thing. Yeah, SNL's very hit or miss right now, and with I'm not really going off of that humor too much.
That's not his fault. I agree.
Yeah, that's not really him. But yeah, I agree. His stand-up is kind of repetitive. But I don't really watch stand-up too much.
Wait a second. You are saying Pete Davidson is funny, but you don't like SNL. You don't watch his stand-up.
I do like SNL. I watch his stand-up. I don't religiously watch them, though. But from the clips I see, I'm like, yeah, he's a little repetitive, I guess. Funny to me.
He's funny, but I, like...
These are just two different arguments, because Pete is a comedian. Kanye is funny in a concerning way. He is a musician. It's different.
Let me list some things off for you, right? And then you tell me how you cannot say this man is the better man, right? Who else has a discography like Kanye? College Dropout. Banger. Late Registration. Banger. Graduation. Banger. 808. Banger. Beautiful Dark Fantasy. Banger. What? If you are between the ages of 20 and 27 and you don't think Watch the Throne is an absolute must play start to finish, you are insane. Or you don't like rap music.
I like Kanye. He is always on my top 5 Spotify artists every year. I swear, I enjoy Kanye. In this whole
thing, you can't have it both ways. In this, here's the question. You gotta pick one. No. Here's the question. You gotta pick one or the other. Whichever one you don't pick, everything that they've produced goes away.
Oh, well, if you're saying that, that's a totally different thing. Then I'm Kanye. But I'm talking about their personalities. Who I like more. Personality.
I gotta say, I'm still Kanye. I'm still Kanye. If you've made it this far, let us know in the comments. Tweet at us at the Title Pending Podcast. Who do you think's better, Kanye or Pete?
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add about the episode so far? I have one more question.
Oh, what?
So, like, as a Kanye fan, right? You like his music. I read off his discography. I feel like after Life of Pablo, he had some misses. Yay, Kids See Ghosts, Jesus Is King. They weren't great. They were good, but they weren't great. Donda. Where do you sit on Donda? Because some people are like, it's like one of his worst, and then other people are like, it's one of his better ones.
Yeah, people are very, they love it or hate it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm more towards the side of love it, but I feel like it's good to listen to all the way through.
Yes, I would agree.
Like, and when I listened to it all the way through, like the first, like, our viewing party, whatever we had, and then
that was great.
Yeah, and then when I just listen to it on my own, it's great all the way through, and I added majority of the songs, but now when I shuffle my playlist and listen to them, I skip through because I don't like it as much. It's more of like he's very artistic, so I feel like a lot of it you have to listen to it together.
Well, okay, but then what's your favorite Kanye album?
I don't know. Honestly, College Dropout, it's like just classic.
That one's
but...
fine. Late Registration's probably mine.
Yeah.
Gold Digger. You got what other ones? Hey Mama. You got Drive Slow. That one's on College Dropout with Slow Jams with Jamie Foxx. That song is oof, chef's kiss. I don't really have anything else to add now that we finished that heated discussion.
Good.
You're good?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm content.
That means we've reached the end of the episode. Again, if you've made it this far, thank you for stopping by and listening to my annoying voice and us complain for about 55 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I've been Charlie.
You've been Charlie. I've been Carly.
Yeah, there you go. And thank you for listening to the Title Pending Podcast. And until we meet again, I don't know. I gotta find a better way to end that. Because that's
Sean,
where
the flip.
Well, no, because that's what the closing song is now. It's We'll Meet Again. That's
We're
what I'm gonna
so
change
right.
it to. So I gotta find a way to mix that in. I could say also that all of this is staying in, by the way.
Okay. We're not
I could say until we meet again, ladies and gentlemen, we've been the Title Pending Podcast. Thoughts?
It's not bad.
You like that?
Talk about it.
Well, that's how we're ending it this week. So,
all right.
Thank you for listening this far. Thank you for listening to our pitch meeting in the middle of, or at the very end of our episode.
Mm-hmm.
And,
behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly. Until we meet again, ladies and gentlemen, we have been the Title Pending Podcast. Thank you and peace.
Peace.